It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with the Sacramento Business Journal's Sonia Sorich. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
We talk with Sonia on Fridays about the region's business news. There's a developer who wants to turn West Sacramento's riverfront into a new high-profile urban living destination.
Yeah, Sacramento development firm Fulcrum released ambitious plans for a project that would include a hotel, condominiums, and retail space.
So where exactly would this be, and what is in the works there?
Well, the project would occupy undeveloped land between the Tower Bridge and the Ziggurat Building. The initial development phase would include 57 residential units, a 193-room boutique hotel, and space for retail, bar, and restaurant businesses.
And Raley's, the grocery store chain based in West Sacramento, is involved in this in what way?
This project will fill a portion of an area called Raley's Landing. Fulcrum recently formed a partnership with Mike and Julie Teal of Raley's to explore options for the property. Land for the project, which is called River One, is owned by a joint venture of Fulcrum and Mike and Julie Teal.
What about housing? You know, Sacramento, like the rest of the state, is dealing with a lack of affordable housing. What do we know about the condominiums plan in this project?
Fulcrum is known for its previous residential projects in the Bridge District, the development area around the Tower Bridge. But those projects have focused on apartments or single-family homes. The developer said it's learned about its audience in the area, and that's what led to making units in this project condominiums. The project is expected to include 57 for-sale condominiums. Condo-building residents would have a private indoor lounge with an outdoor living room.
And what about the hotel part of this project?
Yeah, that's significant because it would be the first hotel in the Bridge District. City leaders have wanted a riverfront hotel for quite some time. The developer is currently working on finding a brand for that hotel.
And what about a timeline? Any idea about the schedule for construction?
Yeah, well, the goal is to have the project completed in 2022, but there's no firm date yet for starting work.
In retail news, Walmart is bringing one of its newest offerings to a store in Florentown, and I guess it's good news for people who like teddy bears, right?
Exactly. This news involves the popular mall retailer Build-A-Bear Workshop, which is known for its locations and shopping centers such as the Westfield Galleria. Now, Build-A-Bear will add a site within a local Walmart store in Florentown Center. This will be the first Sacramento area Walmart location with a Build-A-Bear component. Not too long ago, Build-A-Bear stores started opening up inside some Walmart locations as part of a pilot program.
Is this sort of an example of that experience-oriented shopping that traditional retailers are trying to do to compete with like online sellers?
Yeah, that's one element of it. It definitely brings an experience element into the Walmart stores, but it also marks a shift in strategy that we might be seeing for some traditional mall retailers. As some malls struggle, we might see more retailers form partnerships with big box stores and not rely on mall traffic as much.
And some food news, it looks like two more eateries are joining Sacramento's downtown commons.
Yeah, online leasing materials show Chipotle Mexican Grill and Insomnia Cookies joining the retail area around Golden One Center. Chipotle has several Sacramento area locations, but this will be the second local site for Insomnia Cookies, a bakery chain. Representatives from Insomnia say the new Sacramento store will deliver cookies until 3 a.m. daily. Both possible additions could open later this year.
All right. If you need a cookie at that early in the morning, I guess that's good news, right?
Bring it on. Milk might be available as well.
Okay. That's Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. And follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.